Unit 6. 6.1.
So, we have to talk about the way TV news affects people who watch it. What do you think, Pablo?
Well, I suppose it's got a lot to do with the way it's presented.
What exactly do you mean by presented?
The way that it looks, the way that it sounds. Like, take the newsreader. It doesn't matter in which country you watch the news, but they always look the same. Men and women who are friendly but serious. If the news story is a sad one, they have this special look at the camera that is really sad and sympathetic. I always think they're trying to play on my feelings but not give us the news.
Yes, I can see what you mean. But don't you think the actual content of the news story is more important?
Yes and no. I think the way editors package the news story is just as important. And not just the news reader, the music, the camera work, everything like that.
I'm afraid I don't really agree with either of you.
Why not?
Well, you're both giving too much importance to the power that TV news has. I mean, how many people watch TV news these days?
I do.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but is that just because you're doing media studies?
Maybe. But no, I'm genuinely interested.
The real issue for me is that people get their news from a wide variety of sources. I mean, I find out most things online. The problem with the TV news is that you have to watch it at a certain time, and I just can't be bothered.
Oh, do you really think so? But you hear people saying all the time, "Did you see what was on the news last night?"
Not as often as you used to.
But it's still important, and that's why people need to think about the content of the news stories.
What's the problem there? What's the problem with the content?
Well, if you listen carefully to the words, to what the newsreaders are actually saying, it's all very simple. It's been written so that a 5-year-old child could understand the news.
Well, people have got to understand it.
Yes, but by making the language so simple, you only get half the story, and there's no analysis of the stories. You know, people giving different opinions and points of view on the stories.
Well, I sort of agree with that. I mean, I don't watch TV news that much, but when I last looked at it, the stories were pretty boring.
Well, don't watch too often. You'll get pretty bored.
But joking aside, I can see Eva's point of view, and it kind of ties in with what I think about the presentation.
Yeah, but there's something else you haven't thought about. You're both kind of assuming that people who watch TV news are automatically influenced by these things, that they can't think for themselves and work out if a story is too basic or if the newsreader is trying to make them feel sad or whatever. I think most people make up their own minds.
I wish that were true, but I really don't accept that argument.
No, nor do I.
I think you underestimate the viewing public.
Well, it's not a question of underestimating them. The point is, news editors work very hard to try and influence the way we think and feel about the news. It's never neutral.
On that point, I couldn't agree more. The news is never neutral.